Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Chat.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the value of hype in your marketing or for your company.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's what I want to talk about, Heaton. Hyping things, right? You know, I think maybe the tech industry, this has been a discipline that's been practiced quite a lot. Some companies had like mastered that, you know, some companies were really, really great at hyping the kind of next big thing they're launching, the thing they're launching, why it's the most amazing thing and will change everything forever. And then there was a counter trend to that where companies became much more, or startups specifically became much more engineering driven. So much closer to being truthful. Right? The truthiness factor went up a lot. And it was just like, let's just tell people what the product does and what the features are and functionalities. And so we're going back and forth, I feel like, between how much tech companies and startups are hyping what they're doing versus how much they're kind of understated. But I recently, in B2B SaaS, I recently see kind of a resurgence. There's a bunch of companies out there that to me seem to be particularly good at hyping, you know, creating hype around their brand, creating hype around their product launches. And then when you look under the hood, their shit is not that exceptional. That technology is not that crazy. The things break. When you dig a bit deeper, there's a lot of maybe disappointment for people that look really deep. But what I realized is that the vast market doesn't look that deep and they just buy into the hype. So I wanted to ask your opinion on, like, is hype good or bad? Should hype be a thing that you excel at as a company or not? What are the dangers? Let's just digest this or dissect this a tiny bit.
I think there's good hype and bad hype.
Mm-hmm.
Like immediately when you started asking, because, you know, about this topic and wanting to talk about it, which I think is a really important topic, my first thought was like, well, what is hype? Like, do we need to worry about that? I don't know. Because in a way, hype implies smoke and mirrors or, you know, something that has no substance. It implies that. Maybe. Right? I want to get away from that, though. I want to talk about the fact that I think what you were really kind of getting at is some companies are really good at being out there and basically having a building out a brand for themselves. And we can call that hype. They're hyped up. They have hype and things like that. So I think there's a bad version of that and there's a good version of that if we were to really like wanting to get practical. Then there's the other aspect of it, which I think could be separate, which is we see all this hype for the company. Then you end up actually going deeper in. I don't know, you sign up for their product and then it doesn't work for you or it's buggy or something like that. There are many reasons why a product might not work for you as an individual or as a company and it's working for other people. And I think that like it's very easy to say, oh, that company just hypes themselves up and their stuff sucks because it didn't work for me. Right?
Right.
And I have a hard time with this because I'm like, as you know, and probably everyone who's listening, even you, we're just very critical in general, just because like that's just how we are, right? Like we're critical and we want to understand things and we want to like dig deep in and say, oh, is that crappy or not? And we both have our different ways of doing that. And that makes us slightly judgmental too, right? So myself, I had to divide this up and think about it more objectively and say, there's good hype and bad hype. And let's separate that from whether the product works or not. The reason for that is if people are sharing good things about a product out there, unsolicited, you'll see it. It'll be in conversations you're having with people. It'll be on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Like people will just be talking about this company in one way or another. And if they're talking about the company in reference to their product, you will see it. What you want to think about is that product right for me or not based on the people that are sharing it, right? I think that's really important. And I'm going to do my best not to name any companies on this.
Same
right?
Here.
And you're doing the same. Yeah.
Same here.
That's judgmental, critical, and I think defeats the purpose of anybody listening, learning from this. So that's one aspect. And then I'll say one more thing, and then I know you've got thoughts on this. So I would like to cut that out of it. I'd like to cut the idea that like people are talking about the company and the product, specifically the product, not the company, out of the equation, because I think that like there's a lot of judgment we can have about a product, regardless of how good or bad it is. There is no perfect product. There's only a perfect product for you, maybe.
I love that. So, I love it. And there's the other part of that that is like, yeah, I mean, you could check out a product from any number of company, no matter how successful it is, you'll find buyers or people that will be like, this is bullshit. Why is this buggy? Why is this broken? This is dumb. Which goes to show you there is no such thing as like not being criticized, right? There's no such thing as like being the type of company or building a product that everybody loves. Even when we say this is a product everybody loves, we mean many people, right?
Yeah, not everybody.
But not everybody. Yeah. There's not a product or company out there that doesn't have people that think it sucks and it's
right.
And especially for the strengths, right? So some companies we admire for their brand, or we admire for one thing that we all agree they've done incredibly well at. And then people will look at that one thing that's even their strength and go, this sucks. I hate particularly this thing about the company, right? So there's no such thing. I think my one point on the hype thing, on the topic of hype, I think it's a question about a balancing act. I think that typically companies and people, and companies are just a collection, or startups are a collection of the few people that are involved with it. We tend to be on one end or the other of the spectrum typically, right? Mm-hmm. I find that most people, the majority, is not somewhere in the middle. By default, we are on the edges of something. And so we're either on the end of the spectrum that is like, I'm not comfortable with hype or with promoting what I do and what my company does, or selling it, or being overly enthusiastic about what I'm doing, because that enthusiasm puts me out there for more criticism, because that enthusiasm means that if somebody disagrees, it's going to really hurt me. It might make me seem a certain way that I don't like to have in terms of my appearance in the market. So I'm always going to be really kind of understated, never talk about what I do, never pitch what I do, never sell what I do, and just let the magic of the value of my product acquire all this attention and get all these customers. That's one end. And the other end, there are more people on this end in the startup world, in my opinion. And then there's the other end, which is a smaller group that is just naturally comfortable with like bullshitting, let's say, right? Stretching the truth, maybe slightly overconfident and overexcited about everything they're personally involved in, right? And some of that can be inexperience and youthfulness, and sometimes it's just a personality trait. Right, I find that on both of these ends, you are creating problem and troubles, right, in one way or another. So I find that wherever you are on the spectrum, what you need to do as a company and as a startup is just working towards moving further to one side or the other, like getting more to the middle. So if you're not comfortable with hype, get more comfortable thinking about it as putting yourself out there more, right, and get outside your comfort zone and push yourself to get better at that. Because there's nothing wrong with putting yourself out there. There's nothing wrong with actually. And this is something I have trouble with. We should talk about this in one day. I'm pretty sure you have the same trouble. It's like speaking well about yourself, right? Saying something like, I'm really amazing at blah. Like that just feels wrong to me. I have like a visceral reaction to like, I don't want to say anything nice about myself out loud. And there's a problem with that. But getting comfortable with that, I think, is one big part in pushing your company and promoting it and putting it out there. And then for people that are doing a bit too much of that, maybe it makes sense to think about like when to use it and when not to overuse it, and try to make sure that what you promise and what you deliver are not just black and white, completely different worlds. All right, I think that's it for this topic. We'll wrap this up and ribbon it up, and we shall hear you and see you very soon.
Hype it up.